Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we discuss the cutting edge of science, science that influences your life, science that changes the way you view the universe. And so once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and I'm proud to say that this week I have a new book coming out. That's right, a new book called Quantum Supremacy. In fact, I was in San Francisco the other day, and I sold 250 copies of the book. They were just flying off the shelf. And the question is a new kind of computer just around the corner? Are we witnessing a new revolution in computation? And the answer is, well, quite frankly, yes. We're talking about quantum computers. The name of the book is Quantum Supremacy. Quantum Supremacy is the time when a quantum computer can outrace and outperform the fastest digital computer on certain well-defined tasks. Well, many people said, bah, humbug, quantum computers? Computing on atoms? I mean, give me a break. Atoms are so tiny you can't even see them. And computing on atoms? No way. Well, believe it or not, quantum computers not only exist, but they can now outrace conventional computers by millions of times on certain well-defined tasks. And that's what my book is all about. Once again, the book is debuting on the bookshelves around the country this week. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, the time when quantum computers can outrace our most powerful digital computer on certain well-defined tasks. You know, every Christmas, we more or less assume that our toys are twice as powerful computer-wise than they were last Christmas. It's a birthright. It's a birthright to have to upgrade because every year, computer power doubles in power. Well, that's called Moore's Law, and Moore's Law is about to collapse. That's right. It's already slowing down. Did you notice that computers are no longer twice as powerful as they were just a year and a half before? It's already kicking in. Now, why is that? And the reason is quite simple. The power of a computer depends upon how small the transistor is. Today, the smallest transistor on a chip in your cell phone, in your laptop, is about 20 or 50 atoms across. That's pretty small, but that's how small the transistors are. You could put a billion of them on your thumbnail. That's how small these atoms are. However, eventually these transistors become so tiny, they become about 5 atoms across. When a transistor is 5 atoms across, it starts to leak. Leak because of the quantum principle, because of the uncertainty principle, and all hell breaks loose. In other words, when you hit about 5 atoms across, Moore's Law collapses completely. Now, we warned computer engineers about this years ago, and they said, come on, give me a break. I mean, computer power is going to be smaller and smaller, more and more powerful forever. Nope, that violates the laws of physics. And sure enough, Moore's Law is slowing down. In the coming years, your Christmas presents are not going to be twice as powerful as they were the previous Christmas. Sorry about that. So, what will replace the digital computer? That's the $64,000 question. And the answer is quantum computers. Computers that don't translate, they don't compute on transistors at all. They compute on individual atoms. That makes them the ultimate computer. Let me repeat. The ultimate computer, the most powerful computer imaginable, is a quantum computer that compute on atoms. And believe it or not, they already exist. Now, a decade ago, people thought it was impossible. Computing on atoms? I mean, you sneeze, you burp, and atoms are disturbed. So how can you get a stable calculation this way? Well, you have to cool it down to near absolute zero, when there are no more vibrations and noise at all. So the calculation was made. A quantum computer calculated 3 times 5 is 15. And people began to laugh. And they said, ha, I knew it all along. Quantum computers, not possible. It's unimaginable. And you simply sneeze, and the whole calculation is disrupted. 3 times 5 is 15. A child knows that. Well, people are not laughing anymore. Now in China and in the United States, the leaders in this field of quantum technology have created quantum computers that are millions of times faster and more powerful than a conventional computer on certain well-defined tasks. In the United States, the leader is IBM. They've been able to create a quantum computer of 1,000 qubits. Now, a bit is one bit of information, 0 and 1, 0 and 1. That's called digital information, or binary, and that's the basis of the computer revolution of today. Computer tape is zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. And a quantum computer computes any number in between 0 and 1. Now, how many numbers are there between 0 and 1? An infinite number! And so how much more powerful is a quantum computer over a digital computer? The answer is infinite. This means that we are about to enter a new era in computation. All the old boundaries, all the old limits are going to be overturned once we have quantum supremacy. Quantum supremacy is the point when a quantum computer can outrace a conventional computer by a factor of millions. That point was reached 2 years ago in China and in the United States. Quantum computers were made that can outrace a conventional computer by a factor of millions on certain well-defined tasks. So, the race is on. In Silicon Valley, it's like electricity. Everyone now realizes that Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. I mean, think about that. When you go through parts of Pennsylvania and you see all the wreckage from these old, old plants, and you realize, well, they didn't go with the times. Well, the same thing may happen to Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is getting religion. Silicon Valley now realizes that unless they make the transition to quantum computers, they too could wind up like a rust belt, with rusty factories that once heralded a new revolution in computation could be replaced by quantum computers. And that's what it's all about. So let me now briefly summarize, what is a quantum computer and why is it so powerful and why are people talking about it at all? Well, first of all, computers have gone in three stages. Three stages have typified the evolution of a computer. The first stage was called analog computers. Analog computers use sticks, rope, string, levers, gears, pulleys to do a calculation. Rather clumsy, but you turn the crank. You turn the crank and it began to add and subtract. That was the old days. In fact, in China, they perfected the abacus. In the West, they tried to use gears and levers and pulleys to do a calculation. So these are called analog computers. That all changed with the coming of World War II. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about what is all the excitement about. My latest book is called Quantum Supremacy, Now Hitting the Bookshelves, which in simple terms describes the next generation of supercomputers, the ultimate supercomputer that computes on atoms. And once again, give us a call and you too can get on Science fantastic.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're talking about my latest book, hitting the bookshelves this week. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about the supreme introduction of quantum computers. Computers that can calculate millions of times faster than an ordinary computer. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts could be heard across the country on the internet on Science Fantastic. Anyway, the question is, what's all the fuss about? Why are people talking about quantum computers? Well, the answer is very simple. The power of a computer depends on how many things you can count with. A digital computer computes on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, computer tape with a series of zeros and a series of ones. But you see, that doesn't capture the complexity of Mother Nature. That doesn't encounter the complexity that we see of biology, DNA, molecules, the weather. Mother Nature does not use zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Mother Nature is way beyond that. Now, what does nature compute with? Nature computes with waves, electron waves. And how many states are there in an electron wave? Think of a wave. How many waves can you cut it up? Infinite number of waves you can cut up a wave. So how much more powerful is an electron wave computer versus a zeros and one digital computer? And the answer is obvious. Infinitely more powerful. And that's why Silicon Valley is now getting religion. Silicon Valley is saying, yes, yes, unless we make the transition to quantum computers, we too could be left in the dust. So who's working on it? Well, we have the Chinese. They're using light beams. Computing on light beams, because light beams actually travel a little bit faster than electricity. And by using mirrors, beam splitters, you can do a calculation. When light goes through a piece of glass, for example, some of the light goes right through the glass. The other one is ricocheting and goes out, let's say, at a 45-degree angle. That's called a beam splitter. So with a beam splitter, hundreds of them, thousands of them, you can do calculations at the speed of light. That's what the Chinese are doing. Now, IBM, Google, they're using a more traditional approach. They're using basically electricity, electrons. Electrons inside a circuit, an electrical circuit. The electrical circuit can be in any state between 0 and 1, and that's what in the United States, that's what where progress is being done right now. So it means that quantum computers, some of them are on the market right now. In Canada, the D-Wave Corporation is already marketing quantum computers that can maximize or minimize the losses and profits of a corporation. And they're selling. The automobile industry, the aerospace industry, anyone concerned about prices, about making money, maximizing profit, minimizing waste, they're buying the D-Wave quantum computer. But IBM wants to go farther than that. They want to solve the ultimate questions facing all of us. You see, Mother Nature does not use zero and one, zero and one. Nature does not speak binary. Nature speaks quantum. And quantum is based on electron waves. Waves that could be in any number between 0 and 1, and there are an infinite number of ways you can do that. Now, let's do a simple calculation with a quantum computer. Let's put a mouse in a maze. If you put a mouse in a maze and ask a digital computer to calculate what happens when the mouse goes through the maze, it's tedious. Every time the mouse hits a corner, the mouse can go either to the right or to the left. Each time it hits a corner, it could go to the left or the right. So how many possible ways are there? Thousands. Thousands of possible paths that a mouse can take. It takes a lot of computer power to calculate each one. Now, a supercomputer based on the quantum principle, how does it work? It scans all possible paths simultaneously at the same time. Thousands of different kinds of paths that the mouse can take are instantly calculated simultaneously in the memory of a quantum computer. And so how fast is a quantum computer? Potentially infinitely faster than a conventional computer. So what can you do with it? You can revolutionize society with a quantum computer. I mean, think about it for a moment. We're talking about medicines. We're talking about biology. We're talking about energy. We're talking about space travel. All these things could be revolutionized by quantum computers computing millions of times faster than an ordinary computer. Let's take an example, Alzheimer's disease. You know that Alzheimer's disease is caused by amyloid proteins, which are misshapen. They gum up the brain, and eventually they kill you. That's called the disease of the century, Alzheimer's disease. But we now realize that there are actually two amyloid proteins that gum up the brain. One spins clockwise as a molecule, and the other one spins counterclockwise. Only one of them causes Alzheimer's disease. The other one is harmless, but we cannot tell the difference between the two. So therefore, you could have all sorts of proteins gum up your brain and be perfectly normal, because it's the normal protein that could be building up in your brain. Or you could be unlucky and have the bad version of the protein in your brain, and then what happens? You die. Well, now quantum computers may be powerful enough to distinguish between the two. This could give us a handle on Alzheimer's disease. Not to mention that all diseases are based on molecules. You know, how do we find cures for diseases? How do we find the next wonder drug? What we do is we get thousands of petri dishes, little dishes with the substance inside, and hit it with new substances, hoping that some of them will destroy the germs in the other container. This is a tedious process. One by one, each plate, one by one, we test to see whether or not it has antibiotic properties. Well, that could be replaced by the memory of a computer program. Think about it. Chemistry in the memory of a computer. Biology in the memory of a computer. That's how Mother Nature does it. Mother Nature manipulates molecules. And from these molecules, we create wonder drugs and penicillins and all sorts of different kinds of drugs that kill germs. In the future, maybe even cancer could be done this way. And for that matter, maybe even the aging process. People have asked the question, why do we get old? Why do we die? Is there a law of physics that says that you have to die? No. There's no law of physics that says you have to die. So why do we die at all? It's because of error buildup, mistakes. Every time DNA replicates, mistakes are made. Eventually, these mistakes pile up, and then cells get sluggish, and eventually they die. In fact, that's why we die. Now, what happens if we could trace these errors, correct the mistakes using DNA technology? Then we may be able to slow down and maybe even reverse the aging process. Of course, this is still speculation. But the point is that quantum computers operate at the molecular level. That's the level where cancer operates. Aging, death even. That's why quantum computers are exciting the world of biology. Now, some people say, won't that put a lot of people out of work? I mean, chemists who don't use quantum computers, what's their future? Chemists and biologists who do not use quantum computers in the future will lose their job. That's just the way it works, folks. However, scientists, chemists, biologists who do use quantum computers, they will thrive in the future. Okay, but let's take a short commercial break. And once again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy. My latest book, just hitting the bookshelves right now. And you can get your copy on the web or at your neighborhood bookstore. Let's take a short commercial break, and then let's take some listener phone calls. Okay? Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a USA News update. Montana is banning gender-affirming health care for minors. On Friday, the state's Republican governor signed the bill. The ACLU and others are already lining up legal challenges. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy if he's elected president in 2024. He made the remarks in an interview with a New Hampshire broadcaster. A bill that would allow Ron DeSantis to remain governor of Florida while also running for president is headed to his desk for approval. The measure has already passed the state's Republican-controlled House. In Washington, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has called the GOP offer to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for spending cuts a ransom note, but he still insists an agreement over the issue is possible. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, 612-564-8135. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo. Here's your chance to get on national radio. Here's your chance to get on the internet and talk to the people of this country about things that are bothering you. And as I mentioned before, I have a new book coming out this week. In fact, in San Francisco, I signed 250 copies, autographed 250 copies of my latest book at a computer conference, the RSA Computer Conference. So find out what the excitement is about. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers, quantum computers, that Mother Nature uses to calculate photosynthesis, to calculate global warming, to calculate biology. This is the way Mother Nature does it, using the quantum principle, computing on atoms rather than transistors, the ultimate computer. So get your copy of Quantum Supremacy. Well, as I said, we have listener phone calls coming in, so let's take a few of the listener phone calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Dr. Kaku, this is Rob calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. I listen to you on the Player FM podcast app. My question is it even possible to build a craft that would hold up to the drag to travel at the speed of light? Forget about the fuel that would be required for that. Or is it more feasible to think that we would come up with a system where you would travel within a beam of light itself to achieve those types of speeds? Look forward to hearing an answer from you. Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, the answer to all your questions is probably not. But let's go through the science of what you're talking about. We have Einstein's theory of relativity, which has been verified millions of times. We no longer talk about people who think that Einstein was wrong. The very fact that we have atomic bombs, the very fact that we have computers, the very fact that we have this revolution in transistor technology, all of it can be retraced back to Einstein's theory. And the special theory of relativity says that the speed of light is a constant in any inertial frame, meaning that Einstein is the cop on the block. You cannot go faster than light. However, you can approach the speed of light using different kinds of starships that have been looked at. One starship uses solar sails to grab the energy from the sun and the stars in a gigantic sail hundreds of miles across and using that to accelerate near the speed of light. My favorite is the ramjet fusion engine, which takes you very close to the speed of light in principle. It basically looks like an ice cream cone. Think of an ice cream cone that scoops up in one direction hydrogen gas, then burns it in the middle of the engine and uses that as rocket fuel. Now, how much hydrogen gas is there in outer space? Unlimited quantities of it. So this is just like a jet airplane. A jet airplane has no oxidizer with its engine. It has fuel, but no oxidizer. Where does the oxygen come from for a jet? The air. So jets are air breathers. Rockets are not. Jets are air breathers. They scoop up the oxygen. Well, a ramjet fusion engine is very similar. Instead of scooping up oxygen, it scoops up hydrogen, and hydrogen is for free. So that's the ramjet fusion engine, which could probably take you, again, to within, who knows, maybe 50% of the speed of light. And then we have the dark horse, the antimatter rocket. Antimatter exists. We play with it. In fact, when I was in high school, my science fair project was, in fact, playing with antimatter, positrons that were emitted from sodium-22. So that's another way to get near the speed of light. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to ask a question and get on national radio and the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the sound of the beep, leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Stu, KFQD, Muldoon, Alaska. Professor Kaku, I heard recently that people who study tree rings can see signs of solar flares. Can someone please explain how solar flares can appear in tree rings? And also, northern lights, occasionally people claim that they can hear them, often when they're around trees. Is there a relationship? Always wondered about that. Thank you. Love your show.
Well, actually, you hit upon something that is potentially very important and could eventually determine the future of human civilization. Solar flares, like, for example, a solar flare of 1859, the Carrington event, which was so powerful, it knocked out telegraph wires throughout the world. Now, think of what happened if we had another event like that today. Property damage would be about $2 trillion if we have a monster solar flare like the one of 1859, disrupting communications, disrupting power, causing blackouts throughout the world. Basically, civilization would come to a halt. So how can we calculate how frequently these gigantic solar flares will hit the Earth? We do that by analyzing, first of all, tree rings, which give us an understanding of the radiation that hit the Earth hundreds of years ago. We look for disturbances in the tree rings, chemicals that change, even nuclear transmutations that have taken place in tree rings, and that would give us an indication of when the next solar flare would take place. So when we do this calculation, we find out that these solar flares do not happen frequently. They happen once every few centuries, but they do happen. And we can now begin to understand how frequently they are by looking at tree rings. Now, you mentioned hearing the northern lights. In principle, you cannot hear the northern lights. However, the northern lights in turn can cause disturbances, which may be interpreted as being from sound waves. But to my knowledge, I've never heard of anything where we have solar flares which are powerful enough to cause disturbances which could be picked up by the human ear. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Yeah, Slitty, I'm calling from Eastview, Kentucky. I'm listening to a radio station out of Minnesota, St. Paul. I don't know what the call letters are. What is that? The Earth's oscillation at the top, it was every 22,000 years, it rotates, and then whatever the declination. What causes that? Thank you.
Well, here's a mystery about the weather, and that is, what caused the ice age? And how come ice ages come and go? This is very important because 10,000 years ago, we were under about a half a mile of ice in North America. Half a mile of ice. So civilization as we know it could not exist. Only when the ice melted did we have the rise of modern civilization. So the question is why? Some people think that it is these cycles. These cycles caused by slight perturbations of the rotation of the Earth around this axis. And when you then plot the number of ice ages of the past, you look at the irregularities in the spin of the Earth as it goes around its axis, as it goes around the sun, we see a correlation. And so at the present time, this is the leading theory as to why we have ice ages at a certain rate, because of slight irregularities in the spin of the Earth and the rotation of the Earth around the sun. Now, why should you care? Well, the last time it happened, we had an ice age. When the ice age ended, what happened? Civilization got off the ground. Civilization was only possible with the end of the ice age 10,000 years ago. That's why we're here today. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, I have a new book coming out this week. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers called quantum computers that are in principle millions of times faster and more powerful than the fastest digital computer of today. So find out what all the excitement is about. It's causing a tremendous amount of excitement because this could be the next big thing. It'll change our understanding of energy, our understanding of cancer, our understanding of disease, our understanding of solar energy, global warming, all of that because of a new computer, a new type of computer called quantum computers. And Quantum Supremacy is the first popular book. The first popular book to talk about this to the average person. Now, there are technical books written by physicists and mathematicians about quantum computers. However, these are for the specialists. These are for the people who make a living on quantum computers and other kinds of computers. This book, Quantum Supremacy, which I just finished, is a book for the average person. Even high school kids should be able to read the book. And it's about the future, how quantum computers will change our understanding of medicine, energy, power, the universe, the Big Bang, all of that change because of the increase in power given to you by quantum computers. Okay, well, once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question, make a comment, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, write that down, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is William. I'm listening to you on Floresville, Texas, on KEYF out of Corpus Christi. Professor, do you believe that Roswell happened, that they actually... spaceship crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, and bodies were found. Or you think it's a hoax? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, on a previous episode on radio, I actually had a debate between two people. One person was from the Air Force, a retired Air Force official, who said, "Bah. Humbug. All of this is nonsense. There was no incident involving aliens in Roswell." The other person was a journalist who said, "No, look at the evidence. Look at the eyewitness accounts. Look at what we know about this. There's more than meets the eye. Cover up. The military has been covering up these things for decades." And it went back and forth, back and forth. And some of the strongest arguments made by the Air Force official was the fact that if you take a look at the pictures of the crash, if you take a look at the eyewitness accounts, all of them point to the fact that it was a weather balloon. That's all it was. And he gave a tremendous amount of details about the shape, size, dimensions of the weather balloon. And then the other person, who believes that it was a cover-up, simply said, Well, why should we believe you? You've been lying to us all these years. Why should we believe you? And then soon after that, the newspapers in Albuquerque, New Mexico, revealed secret documents from the military showing that, yes, there was a cover-up, but of a different type. It turns out that the United States military, after World War II, was deliberately lofting radioactive dust into the air to calculate how far radioactive fallout would spread in a nuclear war, even if the radiation went into people's backyard. Now, this is outrageous. Without people's permission, we now have documents that show that the military was releasing radioactive dust in the air to calculate how far it would spread because they wanted to know how many would die in a nuclear war. In other words, we are the guinea pigs. We're used as guinea pigs so that the military can then begin to test the effectiveness of fallout and what we can do about it. I mean, think about that for a moment. Not just one city, but many cities around the United States, without people's permission, had radiation sprayed in their backyard with balloons that would crash, balloons that would spread the radioactive materials to calculate how many people would die in a full-fledged nuclear war. Well, let's go back now to the Roswell incident itself. We know certain things. A, there was a cover-up. B, we know what the cover-up was about. The military was covering up the fact that it was experimenting on the American people, exposing us to radioactive fallout in order to simulate a nuclear war. Then we have eyewitness accounts on both sides. So after the debate was over, I got the distinct impression that it was, in some sense, a stalemate. Because no matter how convincing the Air Force was, the other side would simply say, why should I believe it? You lied to us so many times. In fact, the latest lie shows that we were guinea pigs used by the military to test what happens in case of a full-fledged nuclear war. Why should we believe you? Yes, they said, the military has lots of credible information, photographs, eyewitness accounts, documents, indicating that there was no aliens in that crash. It was a weather balloon. It was Project Mogul. That's what it was, a military project to see how far radiation would go in people's backyard. But the other side would simply say, cover up. Why should we believe any of this stuff? Because you lied to us so many times, and once again, you are stretching the truth. Well, at that point, it was a stalemate. So I was hoping to get some resolution on the question of Roswell. I do know that the Air Force position is quite strong. The Air Force position had documents showing that it was, in fact, a test of their radiation monitoring system. But then maybe it's all fake. All the numbers could be wrong. Okay, well, once again, this is Science Fantastic. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything, now available in your neighborhood bookstore, a book written for the average person, not the specialist. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.